This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srisana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister appeals for cooperation between private and government sectors for employment opportunities. Death toll rises to 4 of Surkhet Road accident. And Israel extends control of Gaza's entire land border. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that government is likely to introduce the concept of employment bank to ensure the employment based on knowledge, skills and technology capabilities. Addressing the Sramadhan Employment Fair today at Biratnagar, Prime Minister Dahal said that entrepreneurism will be developed utilizing laborers of the country as well as those returned from foreign employment. Prime Minister Dahal also appealed for the mutual cooperation between private and government sectors to create employment opportunities and to help proceed the country towards prosperity. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has said the projects of the current fiscal year, mainly those of national pride and strategic importance, will be continued in the upcoming fiscal year as well. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Press Chowtari Nepal Kailali today, Minister Bhandari said the government has mainly prioritized the continuity of the projects of national pride and those related to infrastructure development, carrying strategic importance. The industry minister was hopeful that internal and foreign investment will be escalated if the government goes on to remove policy-level hurdles. The number of people who died in the road accident that took place early this morning near Ratan Nangla in Birendranagar municipality along the Surkhet Dailekh road section has reached 4. The accident involved a jeep with passengers going to Kalikot from Surkhet. According to the District Traffic Police Office Surkhet, the jeep was carrying 6 passengers. 2 others were injured and are undergoing treatment at provincial hospital. Foreign Secretary and the head of the Nepali delegation to the 4th International Conference on Small Island Developing States, SEEDS 4, Seva Lamsal discussed matters related to SEEDS and Least Developing Countries, LDS, with Minister of Foreign Affairs, Agriculture, Trade and Barbuda Affairs of Antigua and Barbuda. During the meeting held on Wednesday, matters related to Nepal-Antigua and Barbuda relations, implementation of internationally agreed development goals, including Sustainable Development Goals, Doha Program of Action, Antigua and Barbuda agenda for SEEDS were discussed. The conference is being held under the theme of charting the course toward resilient prosperity in St. John's, Antigua and Barbuda from May 27 to 30 and will conclude today with the official closing ceremony. In the statement, the Foreign Secretary underlined the high cost paid by the countries in special situations due to climate change and urged the international community to support them. She also congratulated SEEDS for adopting ambitious and action-oriented Antigua and Barbuda agenda for SEEDS Abbas and expressed LDC's solidarity with SEEDS. Ambassador of the People's Republic of China to Nepal, Chen Song, has said that China is ready to help upgrade the Barabise-Tatupani road section. During a discussion held on Wednesday evening with stakeholders at the Tatupani Customs Office about border management and the road leading to Miteri Bridge, Chinese Ambassador Chen said that both countries can build roads together. He also shared that Chinese technicians will hold a detailed research on location of the landslide and other facets of the road. Head of Road Division Office, Dholakha Arjun Shrestha, presented a detailed project report of road upgrading work prepared by Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israel's military has said it has taken control of the strategically important buffer zone along the Gaza-Egypt border known as Philadelphia Corridor, meaning it now controls Gaza's entire land border. According to BBC, spokesman for the Israel Defense Force, IDF, said that about 20 tunnels used by Hamas to smuggle weapons into Gaza had been found within the zone. According to IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, in recent days, IDF troops established operational control on the Philadelphia Corridor, which is on the border between Egypt and Rafah. He described the corridor as a lifeline for Hamas, through which the group regularly smuggled weapons into the Gaza Strip. He added troops were investigating the neutralizing tunnels found in the area. Egypt has previously said it had destroyed cross-border tunnels, making any weapons smuggling impossible. Pressures between Egypt and Israel have heightened since Israeli forces took control of the Gazan side of the Rafah crossing point 3 weeks ago as part of their offensive against Hamas. The first results have been announced from what is seen as South Africa's most closely fought election since the African National Congress ANC came to power 30 years ago. With results from just over 11% voting districts counted so far, the African National Congress is leading with 43%, followed by the Democratic Alliance with 26%. According to BBC, an electoral official in Johannesburg has said that queues were reminiscent of the historic 1994 election when black people could vote for the first time and which saw Nelson Mandela become president. Final results are expected over the weekend. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and at one or two places of hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, there is partial influence of western winds and local air in the country with also the influence of induced low pressure system from around Bangladesh. Meanwhile, the temperature in Kathmandu Valley continues to rise with the temperature today expected to be between 31 and 33 degrees Celsius at the maximum. On Tuesday, the temperature was 28.5 degrees Celsius and increased to 33.3 degrees Celsius on Wednesday. Also, the schools in Tulsipur sub-metropolitan city would remain closed for 5 days after students started facing health complications due to continuous increasing heat for the past few days. A meeting of the municipal education committee decided to close all community and institutional schools in Tulsipur for 5 days after temperature of Tang district was recorded more than 39 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister appeals for cooperation between private and government sectors for employment opportunities. Death toll rises to 4 of Surkhet Road accident. And Israel extends control of Gaza's entire land border. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.